I can't wait. It's kind of, you know, I keep driving by the stadium, and you know, I've been here for 8 months now and haven't got to play in it yet. So it's about that time. And, you know, it's game week, and, you know, there's always a lot of positive energy around the first game of the year. So we're excited to get going.
What's different about your game right now than, say, 2 years ago?
I think I'm more mature. I think I'm more mature, more relaxed in this offense, more confident in myself, and, you know, got a great cast of guys around me that are making me feel confident. So I'd say that.
Same number of butterflies as always before an opening game?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to call them butterflies or just excitement. You know, going into my last year at a new place in front of a new crowd, there's a big-time excitement about it.
How do you like opening with a top 25 caliber team?
It's big time. You know, it kind of allows us to set the stage of who we are who we're going to be this season. You don't really gain anything playing a slack opponent the first game besides just experience. But for us, this is kind of a staple game for us starting off.
You know, the winners say it sets the tone for the season. The losers say, hey, it's first game. There's 11 left. How do you view this first one?
I think it sets the tone for the season. Now, you know, regardless of the outcome, I think it's a starting point, and you move on from there however it ends up.
How do you try not to do too much possibly since you haven't been in this starting role for a while?
I don't know if there's a good way to answer that as far as I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to do, be a distributor of the football and play to the best of my ability, and everything else will take care of itself.
How do you view the kind of, I guess, with Josh Rosen at UCLA, I guess people could bill it as Trevor versus Josh. How do you kind of view that?
Yeah, you know, I got to meet Josh and hang around him a couple times this summer, and he's a great guy and obviously a great player as well. And so, you know, he's got a lot of talent, a talented team that's coming into town. And so we're going to have our work cut out for us, but it's going to be fun to be able to see him pregame and even postgame.
Is there a guy that the fans either have seen or maybe haven't seen that you've seen now for 3-4 weeks? And through the spring that fans need to be aware of on the field?
You know, we've got a few freshmen that I think are going to kind of step out and play a big role. You know, one guy that hasn't played a whole lot in the past, and I don't know how much he'll get in on Saturday, I'm not really sure, Kima Silverend. He's a guy that's come so far this camp, and he's a young guy. You know, he's a redshirt freshman, but he's really come into his own and kind of taken that leap. So I'm excited if he gets the opportunity to play this Saturday to kind of show what he's been working on.
How do you describe them defensively?
You know, I think they're a talented defense. They're not overly complicated with combo coverages or anything like that, but they're, you know, a veteran defense returning, I think, 9 starters. So they've played a lot of football before, and they know what it takes to win. I think I heard a stat the other day that UCLA under their head coach, their current head coach, is 5-1 against Texas schools. And so they've been to this state. They've played well in this state. And so, you know, they're talented.